tomorrow night is Rosh Chodesh. So it's Rosh Chodesh that falls on Motzei Shabbos. That leads to an interesting conundrum with regard to Shalosh Shudos. What if a person starts Shalosh Shudos during the daytime, which is obviously the proper thing to do, and then he continues eating into the nighttime, and now it's time to bench. So what do you do about Ritzei, about Yalav Yavo? On the one hand, we know that in general, when we start eating Shalosh Shudos during the daytime and we continue into the night, we do say Ritzei in benching. And this is cited in Shulchan Aruch in Semekuf Peiches. And that indicates that the beginning of the Seuda determines whether you'll say the special insertion for that day. And yet, in Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says if a person would be eating a meal on Friday and bench when it's already Shabbos on Friday night, he would say Ritzei, even though the beginning of the meal was not on Shabbos. So apparently we go by the end of the meal. Even though the Ramah there disagrees and he says you would not say Ritzei, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah said that's only if you didn't actually eat when it was nighttime. But if you ate when it was nighttime, even the Ramah would agree that you would say Ritzei. So it goes by the end of the meal. So which one is it, the beginning or the end? And if you'll say either one is sufficient to make you have to say this special mentioning, the special insertion for that day, so then we would come up with an interesting conclusion, which is that you'd say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, but how could you say Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh in the same benching when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are not on the same day? Would that be considered a contradiction in terms? So there is a range of shittas. All the shittas are expressed by the poskim. So the Bach says that you would only say Ritzei. In a situation like we have tomorrow night, if you start Shalosh Shudos when it's Shabbos and you finish when it's mostly Shabbos, you just say Ritzei. That when you started the meal, that was Mechayiv Ritzei. And you can't say both because that would be a contradiction. So therefore, you're just left with Ritzei. And that position is advocated by other poskim through the generations as well. The Shagas Aryeh advocates this approach. And Rav Avadya Yosef passes this way, La Halacha, you would just say Ritzei. That if you have to choose, you can't say both. Anyway, Kedusha Shabbos outweighs Kedusha Rosh Chodesh, and there's a Chi of Seuda on Shabbos and not on Rosh Chodesh, so Ritzei carries the day. The Magen Avraham says, no, you only say Yalav Yavo. You can't say both. He agrees, you cannot say both. So he says, let's make a simple calculus over here. Even though in Shulchan Aruch it says we go by the beginning of the Seuda in one segment, and he says you go by the end of the Seuda in a different place. But the truth is, That's not of equal stature. He says everyone agrees to the din in Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Aleph that if you finish your meal on a particular day, then you say the special insertion for that day. That's l'chulei alma. But what the Shulchan Aruch says, what we do every Shabbos, that you start the meal on Shabbos and you end on Motzei Shabbos, that you still say Ritzei because it goes by the beginning of the meal. That's actually machlokas harishonim. So therefore, in this case, all would agree that you have a chiyuv of Yalav Yavo. Not all rishonim would agree that you have a chiyuv of Ritzei. In such a case, let's go with the unanimous opinion and say just Yalav Yavo. So says the Magen Avraham Lahalacha. And the Taz says the whole basis of this discussion is faulty. Who says that it's impossible to say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo in the same benching? It's not a contradiction in terms. The beginning of your meal is Mechayev Ritzei. The end of your meal is Mechayev Yalav Yavo, and that's fine. Just like when Yontif falls on Motzei Shabbos, so we say Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup of wine. We even say Kiddush before we say Havdalah. So that's not a contradiction in terms. This is also not a contradiction in terms, and it's no problem to say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. So says the Taz. I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he writes that there were tzaddikim and rebbes who were makpid to dafka, start their meal on Shabbos and continue into Motzei Shabbos and say both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, like the opinion of the Taz. So we have the opinion of the Bach, just say Ritzei, and that's Rav Avadya Yosef Paskins. We have the opinion of the Magen Avraham, just say Yalav Yavo. We have the opinion of the Taz that says you should say both. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, and then he says, Yesh Omrim, like the Taz, that you would say both. He doesn't come to a very, very firm conclusion. So whichever one you do, you'll definitely be covered, and not covered, but you'll definitely be covered. And you can't really go so wrong. The Shemir Shabbos Kilchus suggests maybe just avoid the problem and finish eating bread before nightfall. So this way, you would definitely be chayiv to say Ritzei, and you would not really be chayiv to say Yalav Yavo because you didn't continue eating bread into the night. And this way, you for sure know what to do, just to say Ritzei and not to say Yalav Yavo. I remember Rav Lichtenstein used to advocate this as well, to finish eating bread or at least to finish eating bread before Shkia. That's what he would say as a recommendation, not as an obligation, but as a recommendation. If a person doesn't do so, then we have all the opinions mentioned above. Have a great day.